Get to JCPenney today. We're here and have all the things you're looking for, like the latest fall fashions for you and your family, from trusted brands like Arizona and Liz Claiborne to exclusive collections like Libby Edelman and Project Runway, and everything for your home, from stylish decor to brand name appliances. We also have an exclusive in-store offer just for you. Get 20% off any way you pay on select items throughout the store. Click here to download or print your coupon today. Make the smart move to JCPenney. That's getting your pennies worth. Coupon required, valid 9/15 to 10/29, in-store only on select items. Appliances and some other exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is the Daily Update for Thursday, September 15, 2017. Kim Jong-un fires a missile over Japan. He fired a missile over Hokkaido Island. Thousands of people went running for their lives. The UN has called an emergency meeting. As people are running amok, it caused widespread panic. Russia condemns the launch. China condemns the launch. Russia called it another unacceptable provocation. But the crisis should be resolved by political and diplomatic means. Unfortunately, Kim Jong-un is not concerned with diplomatic means. He is definitely on the path to getting an ICBM that can travel to reach the continental U.S. Donald Trump was briefed by his intelligence chiefs, and they are plotting what to do or what not to do. A subway bomb was left behind in London, injuring 22 people, burning them, giving some third-degree burns. It is called an IED, improvised explosive device, so it only half went off, which is a good thing. But police ID'd the bomber. Donald Trump tweeted that Scotland Yard had known about him for quite some time, and now England is condemning Donald Trump for saying that. So it's all this back and forth, you know. And the thing is, these officials, they want to lie to you. They're not going to tell you that these guys were on jihadi TV, and they know that they're a threat, and they're out there making threats all the time, and then that they're so-called radicalized. But same thing in France, a hammer attack on two women walking down the street. The guy screams Allah Akbar and hits him in the back of the head with a hammer. And then another soldier was attacked in France in a knife attack when the guy screamed Allah Akbar and stabbed him. So this is the deal. This is when Muslims go berserk. How do you know? How do you know? How do you know? And they say, well, it's Islamic phobia. You have Islamophobia if you think that these people are like this. Let me tell you, man, you never know. But they are part of this group. They are part of the group. And then they so-called get radicalized and they lose it and they attack people. Some are actually ISIS fighters who are now going to these places to do these deeds, you know. Obviously, in the UK, you have these attacks. These attacks are so frequent. And then you have the leadership saying, well, we don't know what to do. They just hunt them down. They arrest them the best they can. Let me tell you, man, if you have a show called Jihadi TV in the UK and these guys are on there threatening to kill people, you arrest them and you charge them accordingly. So, Don Antonio Mattatelli, who is a famous Italian exorcist who has done thousands of exorcisms, says that all of these things happening, the floods and the devil-backed Kim Jong-un, are all signs of an imminent apocalypse, you know. So there's earthquakes all over the world and all these things are happening. And basically that happens all the time if you want to get technical. And there's always been evil people like Kim Jong-un out there. But this guy thinks it's the end of times. But he said it's going to be the end of the world as we know it. And then we'll have to embrace a world where there's no future. So it's also interesting that he didn't blame it on global warming. So that's something, right? He said that Satan is on the internet and demonic possession is online and on the rise. So he wants to exorcise Kim Jong-un, not Planet Fitness wise. He wants to exorcise Kim Jong-un and get the devil out of him. And he says he could do that from remote with prayers. So you know what? More power to this guy for exorcising Kim Jong-un. Good luck. So today is Hug Your Boss Day. It's a day to go and hug your boss, whoever your boss is, you know. Ask them first. Get their consent, of course. You don't just run up to them and give your boss a big hug. That's not advisable. But it's a day to show that kind of feeling to your boss. It is Tradesman Day. What would the world be without tradesmen? These are the people who build everything, basically, you know. The ones who put your homes together, your businesses together, build the roads, buildings, skyscrapers, all that. Today's the day to think about those tradesmen. It is Double Cheeseburger Day, so it's a day to go out and get that really nice, juicy double cheeseburger. Even if you're a vegetarian, get that double vegetarian cheeseburger and enjoy it. Today is Make a Hat Day. You know, when you're a kid, you take like newspaper and you kind of fold it out, make a hat. So you could do it that simple, or it could be more complicated, you know, but today's the day to make a hat, because it's Make a Hat Day. It's Cheese Toast Day, so get your cheese toast on. You know what? Four or five different types of cheese. You put it in a pan, boom, you've got your cheese toast, your cheese sandwich. It is International Grenache Day. Grenache, of course, is a wine from Spain, real thick, real heavy. It's got flavors of raspberries or strawberries and a little peppery type of flavor. So have some Grenache today and enjoy it. It is POWMIA Recognition Day for all the prisoners of war who never came home from all the wars, the ones who were thought dead and maybe left in an internment camp and things like that. It's a day to think about their sacrifice and what they did for you. It is Linguine Day. Linguine came about 400 years ago. It actually means little tongues. So, of course, pasta is actually made to hold the sauce, and they make different pastas to hold different types of sauce, you know. So linguine is good with white clam sauce or Alfredo sauce, that type of thing. Those nice heavy sauces, good for linguine. Have some linguine today. And it is Online Learning Day. And you know, the internet has a whole bunch of things you can learn. You know, people go to school on the internet. I would definitely say go to reputable schools, but if you're just going to go and learn, hey, I want to learn how to play the guitar, you can go online, you can find YouTube videos for free that'll teach you how to play the guitar. So online resources are vast. Some of the stuff is good, some of the stuff is not good. You got to use your brain and then figure out what you want out of it. And as long as it's a positive experience, man, go for it. This is Michael Engley on the Daily Update for Thursday, September 15th, 2017 on United Public Radio Network, UPRN, TalkRadio.com, 107.5 New Orleans, 104.7 in Past Christiane.
Get to JCPenney today. We're here and have all the things you're looking for, like the latest fall fashions for you and your family, from trusted brands like Arizona and Liz Claiborne to exclusive collections like Libby Edelman and Project Runway, and everything for your home, from stylish decor to brand name appliances. We also have an exclusive in-store offer just for you. Get 20% off any way you pay on select items throughout the store. Click here to download or print your coupon today. Make the smart move to JCPenney. That's getting your pennies worth. Coupon required, valid 9/15 to 10/29, in-store only on select items. Appliances and some other exclusions apply. See store for details.